Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
We have Phelisa Mangu on the line. She is a chief executive officer at Ugu South Coast Tourism. Phelisa, sawubona kunjani?
Siyaphila.
And of course, I'm using the Zulu dialect because we're promoting, of course, KwaZulu Natal. However, it's a very difficult time at the moment for travel and tourism in KwaZulu Natal, especially in the South Coast. Can you just give us a picture of what the status quo is at the morning? At the moment, I was talking about how beautifully and the eclectic way in which KZN and Durban are able to market their province. I think my colleague Rufilo Mpakanyane was there as well a few months ago.
Yes, of course, we were affected by the floods, and the roads are not in an ideal state that one would want to see them. But despite that, life goes on, if I can put it like that. You know, we still have our attractions. We still are the KZN South Coast. And our offerings are still there. We are still talking about our blue flag beaches because life goes on. And tourists, we are ready to receive visitors to our destination.
So one discussion that has become quite prevalent with regards to tourism is when we were not able to attract the international tourists, local tourism became a hot topic. Some South Africans, and from a business aspect, if you're getting foreign currency, that is going to benefit you. You've got guests from international guests who are booking months ahead and even booking full months to stay versus local tourism. How do you balance that tricky discussion between providing accommodation? And because a lot of the private lodges have come under fire because they do seem a bit expensive when it comes to local tourists. How do you balance the value proposition that you have and the access to tourism for South Africans and also international tourists?
Well, first of all, the KZN South Coast has always been a domestic tourist destination. Primarily, our visitors are coming from within South Africa. So we never had a problem of balancing anything because international tourists are secondary to us. So when others were trying to accommodate the domestic tourist, we were always there. The KZN South Coast, during school holidays, we see families flocking to our destination. During Easter, we see families coming here. September holidays, which are another school holidays, and December holidays, we see those. So the international tourists, yes, we do have them, but they are not primary to us. This was confirmed actually by research that we did, checking just as the lockdown periods were being eased. We did a research to confirm who should we be talking to in terms of our marketing. It was confirmed that actually our visitors come from Gauteng and from within KZN. So meaning that yes, as much as the international gates were closed at the time, for us, the domestic tourist was there to talk to.
I like that. And when you talk about the South Coast, you can't talk about it and not talk about fishing and the world famous sardine run, which it gets underway and provide anglers with a once in a lifetime opportunity to make that big catch. Will we be having any of these events for the South Coast this year or any time in the future?
Yes, as you know, the KZN South Coast. We are known for the quality fishing spots. The Margate Pier is one of the area's finest fishing spots. And talking about the sardine, anglers the fishermen. I was trying to avoid the men. The fishermen.
The fishers.
Yes. The fishermen and anglers, they mm-hmm. flock to our destination, to Margate.
Okay.
Because the sardine is starting. The sardine run mm-hmm. gets underway during the winter months. And with them, as they move towards the north, they bring along, they attract a range of hungry fish, the big ones. So there's a possibility of a big catch for fishermen.
So
that becomes an attraction.
And it's beautiful, really, because I love the way that it's spoken about. It's a prime spot for fisher folk, and in the cooler month are also accompanied by the annual humpback whale migration, a spectacle that can be viewed from Margate's whale deck. How many South Africans know about these fantastic things?
Well, the KZN South Coast, the sardine run has always been our attraction.
Okay.
People come here to experience this. It's amazing how we see cars from Durban from Pietermaritzburg, from all over the KZN, even from the Eastern Cape,
mm-hmm.
where people come with buckets, you know, in buckies to catch the fish, because it's an activity that is not only attracting how this thing is happening, but there are economic benefits to it, because one will catch the sardine and sell to the fishermen or sell to the small enterprises, restaurants around. So it becomes and it is a food for families. So hence I'm talking about the economic benefits to it.
No, I like
so
that.
So it's not only something that people just come and do and, you know, or watch. There's a benefit.
So, Pelisa, I just want to finish off, and it's a very well-rounded discussion that we're having, but I just want to finish off with a few things. You've mentioned the economic and the social benefits. However, I feel there's an integrated approach that has to be looked at when it comes to what the tourism industry and the availability of these fish. What happens when they run out? What happens to global climate change, for example? So with that being said, how then would you say that the KZN tourism, South Coast tourism specifically, is looking at a much more holistic approach when it comes to the environmental and economic and social impacts?
Well, the environmentalists are working, of course, at protecting the ocean, and also from our part as tourism, we try and encourage our visitors to protect the ocean. Don't litter.
All right.
Don't. There are certain things that you should not do around the beach. We encourage that. And the sardine, when they come, we might be lucky this year that they come. And remember, they come from all the way from the Western Cape, running from the cold shores to our side.
All right, please.
So it depends on what is happening that side as they move towards us.
Thank you so much, Pelisa. We're just running out of time there. That's Pelisa Mangu, the CEO and Executive Officer at Ugu South Coast Tourism, speaking about travel and tourism in KwaZulu-Natal South Coast Tourism, which is now open for business.